From the Pavilion on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of From the Pavilion. My name is Ollie Slack, and I'll be with you for the next hour looking at the local cricket scene and dissecting England's first test, Ashes loss to Australia. Coming up this hour, we'll be looking back at the T20 Walker Cup final that was played on Sunday. I'll reveal the winners in just a bit, of course, because August is CCA Cup Finals month. And this weekend, it's the turn of the lower Junior Cup Finals day. So we'll be talking to three of the four clubs involved there on the phone in just a bit. Cambridgeshire were also in action over the last 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and they drew in the end against Suffolk. A battling few points it was from James Williams' side. We'll be speaking to the skipper in just a bit. Cambridgeshire 50s all played Yorkshire 50s on the weekend. I'll be bringing you up to date with that result, and we'll be rounding up our EAPL sides as well. And to all you quiz fans out there, I'm delighted to say that Who's the Biggest Badger quiz is back this week. Ely City's Tom Beaumont will be taking the quiz. We'll be testing him on his knowledge and a top 10 to do with the Ashes as well. So then let's get underway with today's show. No Callum this evening, unfortunately, as he's had to shoot down to Sussex, he told me, after the Cams game yesterday. So just me in the studio this hour, but lots to get through. A jam-packed show, really. A bit of a mix-and-match show. Lots to talk about. Lots of different things to talk about as well. We'll try and fit all of it in. To update you on the Whitings table, Sawston and Babraham still top of Division 1. St Ives and Warboys top of 2. And Foxton 2's top of Division 3. Right, on the weekend, the T20 Walker Cup final, the probably biggest cup competition of the CCA calendar, was played at Spicer Sports Ground in Sawston. And it was between four teams: Abington Cricket Club first team, Sawston and Babraham 2s, Godolphin first team, and Horsehead first team. Abington took on Sawston and Babraham in the first semi-final, and Sawston and Babraham were victorious. Abington were all out for 121, and Sawston, after Sawston posted 158 for 6 off their 20 overs. Top scorer for Sawston and Babraham was Ben Clifford with 40. And top scorer for Abington was Will Earl with 36 at the top of the order. But it was Ian Smith who picked up 4 wickets for Sawston in the innings, which really got them home and over the line. So Sawston Babraham won the first semi-final by 37 runs. The second semi-final, Godolphin versus Horsehead, well, that was getting underway at 1 o'clock, and Godolphin won this one by 8 wickets. So Horsehead put 149 on the board for 7 off their 20 overs. Top scorer was Matthew Morley with 40. And picking up the wickets for Godolphin in this one was Mummeries Khan with 2 wickets there. And for Godolphin, the top scorer was Nasir Shabir at the top of the order with 38, although not out contributions of 37 from Mohammed Rafiq got them over the line with 3.3 overs to spare, chased down their target, Horsley's target of 149. So Godolphin got over the line there, and that's set up with a final against Sawston and Babraham twos. And on their home ground, Sawston and Babraham were victorious. Godolphin set them for 137. So got 136 on the board with just one wicket left from their 20 overs. And Tom Champness picked up three wickets there for Sawston and Babraham twos. And then in reply, Ben Clifford again top scores, 69 not out this time. So handy contributions both in the semi-final and the final meant that Sawston Babraham got over the line with 2.1 overs to go. So a comfortable victory in the end for Sawston and Babraham, and they picked up yet another trophy. Congratulations to them. We're hoping to be joined by Nick Griggs, the skipper of the twos, at some point over the next few weeks. So hopefully he'll bring in the trophy and come and see us and talk all about it. But now let's move on to the lower junior cup finals, which takes place this weekend.
From the Pavilion on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So now time to turn our attentions, as I said, to the lower junior cup finals day this weekend. And first up is Cottenham Cricket Club 2s. They take on Comberton in the first semi-final. Joining me on the phone to discuss it is their first team captain, Jake Raven. Are you there, Jake?
Yes, I am. How are you, Ollie?
Yeah, good, thank you. A brilliant day ahead this Sunday, Jake. Imagine from a club's perspective, obviously as first team captain, you must be pretty excited for the twos heading into it.
Yeah, they're all looking forward to it. They've come quite close a few years. I think we won it back in 2011, but we've come runners up a couple of times. We've lost out in the semi final as well. It's a trophy quite close to our hearts, so to try and win it again would be a great achievement.
Yeah, and in terms of the two season in junior, four north and currently 11th out of 15th, what can a win, I guess, in a cup competition like this do for the team for the rest of the season? Obviously not too many games left, Jake, but enough really to, I guess, have a boost and try and get a bit higher up the table.
Oh, it would be great for them, especially because we've got about, I think, three or four under 15s in the team coming through. So for them to win their first cup tournament, that'd be massive for them, you know. It'd give everybody a real big confidence boost, finish the season on a high, you know, and have good achievements from the season, really.
Yeah, and it seems like, obviously, because of the good run in the Cup, it's been a good distraction, really, from the league, this Cup competition. Why do you think they've managed to hit their straps in the Cup games, but maybe not so much in the league?
Oh, it's difficult. Some players are available Saturdays, some are available Sundays. It all depends on player availability, really. We as a club struggle with that massively, making sure we get a consistent team in, week out. Some weeks you'll have seven or eight changes in the twos from the week before. So it's all about just finding that right formula, really.
Yeah, looking at the route to the final as well, beat Willingham first team, then Needingworth twos, who I believe are in a league above you. So a couple of scalps on the way to the semis as well.
Yeah, Needingworth was a good game. We were chasing from the very start. I think we must have needed 36 or three overs. We managed to do it with five balls to spare. We had one lad come in and just hit, I think he hit two or three sixes in about four balls. And it gave us the momentum to then get over the line, which was massive.
Mm, yeah, and in terms of Cottenham as a club, whenever I've come up against either side, it really just seemed the two teams are really firmly one club. So I imagine if the twos do win this weekend, it's going to have a great effect throughout the whole club, not just for the second team.
Oh yeah, definitely. We are a very, very close club. Whoever finishes first is always then going over to watch the other team, regardless of where they are, within reason. But we're always there for a beer after the game, etc. But we are one big club, really.
Yeah, and then just finally, Jake, Comberton, as I said, up in the semi-final, and actually the first game of the day, so you get underway at 10 a.m. Is that a help or a hindrance? What are sort of the implications of playing the first match?
It's probably a help because you get that break. You get that break between the first semi-final and the second semi-final. We've got quite a few, let's say, experienced players in the team, so a rest for them is well needed, basically. But then probably your hindrances, you get in your stride, you hit going, and then you have to stop again. You know, if you were playing the second semi-final, you just kind of take that momentum in with you into the final. So
Yeah, I guess there's the pros and cons with both. But whatever happens, I wish you all the best for the weekend, Jake. And fingers crossed, Cottenham can do well.
Cheers, Ollie. Thank you.
Thank you, Jake. Jake Raven there from Cottenham Cricket Club. He's the first team captain, actually, but just speaking on behalf of the Twos this weekend. They come up against Comberton first team. I'm delighted to say that vice-captain of Comberton Ones, Oscar Swift, joins me. Now, are you there, Oscar?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, how are you doing? You good?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. Yeah, doing good. All
right. Must be excited, I imagine, for Sunday.
We are, because I think it's been a very long time since we've got anywhere near this stage in a cup competition. I think we last won something in 1990, so this is uncharted territory for us.
Yeah, and I imagine that excitement must be building ahead of Sunday, like you said. And in terms of how you fared in the cup so far, you've had a couple of wins on the way, so beat Cottenham Twos and then Abingdon third team. So again, some really competitive games there on the way to the semi-finals.
Yeah, well, we were lucky. We got a bye against Coton. They couldn't get a team out. And then we played well against Abingdon Threes, backed well, got lots of runs. And then bowled and fielded well and played well on the day. So we've only had one game to get here, but we did all right on that one.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed you'll do all right on it on Sunday. In terms of the league position as well, it hasn't been any sort of hindrance at all playing in the cup competitions on a Sunday. It hasn't affected your league form. Third in Junior 3 West out of 9, so going pretty well in the league as well.
Yeah, we've done all right. Got promoted last year. A couple of new guys have joined us who are good cricketers and have helped us on the way. We've had a lot of close games this year. I think, you know, about 10 games we've either lost by under 20 runs or won by a couple of wickets. So we've had loads of tight ones. I think the other two teams, I think Wilburton and Sawson, are also third in their league. So they're probably about the same as us. And then Cottenham, I think, in the league below. So, we're doing all right.
Yeah, it really does look like it's going to be a cracking finals day. Like you said, Sawson and Babraham are Junior 3 South and 3rd out of 8, and Wilburton 2's Junior 3 North, 3rd out of 9 as well. Like you said, so all probably just on the cusp of a possible promotion. Do you know much about your opponents, Cottenham 2's? Have you played them before at all?
I think probably, I think because they're North and we're South or West, I think we played them maybe 10 years ago, but we haven't, to be honest, we haven't played any of them. At all. We don't normally play them in the league, so it'll be it's good to come against new sides you don't play. I mean, they've all got the potential strength that they're a second or a third team, so I think they're allowed to drop one down, so they can always strengthen their side with a senior league player, which, you know, can always be the difference on the day. And that's the rules of the competition. You know, we'd do the same if we were in their shoes. So you know, I'd probably have us as the underdogs compared to the other three. But you at this level, I think you just don't know what happens on the day, because it's so dependent on what sort of side people can put out. And a couple of players can take the game away from you.
Yeah, do you think because of that factor, the fact that the likes of Cottenham 2, Sawson, Babraham, Freeze, and Wilburton, like you said, all could potentially drop a side down, being at their 2s and 3rd 11, because you are... I guess it is your ones and there's no chance that, and I guess you'll do it all your way. Do you think it'll feel that much more a bit special if you do come home and win?
Oh yeah, it'll be great. We've had a pretty tough, there was a few years, sort of 3 or 4 years ago, when we were playing with eight or nine players on a weekend, and we were getting hammered pretty much every week. But there were sort of five or six of us that kept the club going and kept it going. And so it'd be really good if we did win something. It's been, like I said, it's been a long time since we've been doing well. So we'd celebrate if we did win.
Yeah, rightly so as well. Any players in the side experienced like a cup final or finals day situation before, or is it all foreign to you guys?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. We've had a couple of guys who have played a bit of senior league cricket at other clubs who've come to join us. So I don't know if they played any finals, but one of our stalwarts, Derek Wick, has I think won the Junior Cup and the Walker Cup before, but that was back in the 70s and 80s. So
veteran.
a long time ago, but he'll hopefully be playing on Sunday to get some more silver in his cabinet.
Exactly, add another trophy to that cabinet. Brilliant. Oscar, thank you very much. I wish you all the best on the weekend. In fact, just quickly before we go, just looking at the lineup for the semi-finals, I just spoke to the Cottenham first team captain about this situation. 10 o'clock start, obviously starting slightly earlier than you usually would a 50-over game or a 40-over game on a Saturday, but playing first out of the two semi-finals, would you prefer that? Or
I think at this level, it doesn't really matter. Might be a bit dewy. So maybe bowl first. And then see what happens. But I think at this level, probably doesn't make too much difference. But we'll be down there nice and early and have a look at the pitch and see what we think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, go well on Sunday. Oscar, wish you all the best.
Okay, cheers, Ollie.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Oscar. Just seemed to cut Oscar off there when he was saying cheers goodbye at the end. Apologies, Oscar. But all the best for Sunday. Of course, that's Cottenham 2s and Combaton 1s done. Next up, Sawston and Babraham 3s. Yes, they're in yet another finals day. Terrific year for the club. It really is. And on the phone to discuss their hopes for this Sunday is the 3s captain, Jake Ellis. And he's going to be joining me now. Jake, you there?
Hello.
How you doing, mate? You good?
Yeah, I'm back now.
Cool. Looking forward to Sunday. I'm sure very much so. Another finals day for Sawston and Babraham. So, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's my first one as captain, so something to look forward to. Bit nervous, but yeah, looking forward to it.
You say, is there any added pressure because I guess the other sides, the twos and both the ones, have done or are doing so well this season?
Yeah, there is really. We are third in our league, and we have struggled with availability at times this year, which has let us down. But it's definitely the pressure. Obviously, we want to be just as good as the others, really.
Yeah, of course. And third in the Junior 3 South at the minute, out of eighth. So yeah. It hasn't really detracted away from your league form. You've been going pretty well in the league as well.
Yeah, we've lost a couple in the last over. One really poor batting performance. Apart from that,
we've
been really good in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. And in terms of the final this weekend, you come up against Wilburton 2s. Any knowledge about them at all?
Well, you played in a 2s/3s friendly at the beginning of the year, which we did win. But after that, I had a couple of classes of 2s players in as well. So we've played them once or twice. I've played them from my old club as well, so I know a bit about them.
Yeah, it looks to be a really good match. And in the second semi-final of the afternoon at 1 o'clock, do you think that will help with you a bit of momentum heading into the final if you can get there?
I think personally it does. Obviously, on Sunday, our 2s won playing first, so that should mean a bit. But I do think, personally, I'd rather just go straight back on and go again, really.
I would say home advantage playing at Sawston, but as been a third 11, have you managed to play much at Spicers this season?
We played our first game there this year, which we had a really convincing win. One of our players got a double ton. They got 200 and not out against Tripler, which helped with the only game this year. But no, we normally play at Babraham, but Sawston's a great ground. It's a lovely place to play, so we are quite lucky having two really good grounds anyway.
Yeah, certainly so.
Sawston and Babraham, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and any of the players in the team have played in cup finals before? Have any of them got that taste for it?
Last year we got to the final, but it's such a very different team this season to last year. We got a couple, which we lost to Bali last year, so. But no, I don't think that not many of us have actually played in finals. A couple of the lads that are playing this Sunday played for the twos, just. So we've got a couple of people that, you know, won last weekend, so they won't do it again this weekend, really.
Yeah, and you mentioned Bali there. You beat them on the way to the semi-final, beat Linton Village in round one, Bali 2s in the quarter-final. Any of those standout performances for you?
Ollie Borley got a really good 61 against Bali, and Alex Long with a ball in both games. 4 overs, 4 for 9 against Bali, and 4 overs, 2 for 25. We are missing one young lad, Merv, he's been a really good player.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
A bit of a shame. Yeah, I imagine, like you said, that you should still have a decent squad, hopefully ahead of the weekend. And just finally, then, Jake, how do you reckon the cup win can sort of shape the rest of your season? I imagine the club season, because like you said earlier, a little bit of pressure because the other sides are doing so well. But if you can manage to get the trophy this weekend, I guess it just adds to the brilliant collection which the club have got so far.
Yeah, we've already won 5.
And then also on Sunday, we won finals there as well. So 2020 is anyway quite good. Hopefully, we'll be able to go for the rest of the year and might be able to sneak a promotion push
in the end of the year. Yeah, and like you mentioned there, sorry, just finally, like you said, it is T20 format, of course, the lower junior cup as well, hence the two matches. Yeah. On the finals day, is it a format that you've had much exposure to as a club or yeah, as a team?
We play in Hazel midweek league, which we both won the ones and twos, both won the league this year. I was captain of twos of that this year, so that's always a good thing. We won the league and cup last year as well, which I was captain of as well. So I do like the old 2020 stuff, so hopefully this will be another one to the collection.
Yeah, plenty of experience in so far, Jake. Wish you all the best for Sunday. And if Brilliant. You manage to get your hands on the trophy, make sure you come back and see us.
Yeah, I will do.
Cheers, Jake.
Cheers, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Jake Ellis there from Sawson and Babraham Threes talking. That's Cottenham Cricket Club 2s, Comberton 1s and Sawson and Babraham 3s all done. Fortunately, no one from Wilburton 2s got in touch. We did send them a text and managed to get hold of them initially, but didn't... managed to get something sorted ahead of the of today, but wish them all the best for the weekend, as we do for all the other three sides as well. So let's just quickly run you through those details. The CCA Lower Junior Cup finals day gets started at 10 a.m. on Sunday from Spicer's Ground Sports Ground in Sawston. The first match, 10 o'clock, is Cottenham Cricket Club 2s versus Comberton Cricket Club 1s. Cottenham play their cricket in Junior 4 North and Comberton play theirs in Junior 3 West. And then at 1 o'clock on the same day, Sawson and Babraham 3s take on Wilburton 2s, Sawson and Babraham 3s in Junior 3 South, Wilburton 2s in Junior 3 North. Lots of numbers there for me to get right. But yeah, they're the details for the weekend, as this is part of the CCA finals month, which is August.
Pavilion on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yes, you're listening to From the Pavilion here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Got 30 minutes left of tonight's show then, and moving on, and we're going to round up our EAPL sides now, starting with Cambridge Cricket Club, as they're in action on the weekend, took on Bury St Edmund. I'm delighted to say they won by 5 wickets, and skipper Lewis Hill joins me on the line now to talk about it. Hi, Lewis.
Hi, Ollie.
How you doing? You good?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, you must be pretty good after Saturday's win, a convincing victory over Bury St Edmunds, a good side in the EAPL, but a very, very good victory for you guys.
Yeah, it was a good performance all round. That started with the ball, restricted them to, just under 200, 199, and then to chase that down, I think with 5 or 6 overs to spare was really pleasing. So there was some great performances, especially with the bat. DK getting 92 not out, that really led the run chase, which was fantastic.
Yeah, he's been in good touch of late, and again scoring 92 on the week. And how important was it, I guess, to get off to that good start with the bat after recent weeks? Once they'd set a relatively, you could say, below par target at 199, how important was it good to get off to that good start? Sorry, with the bat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a crucial part in a run chase to get off to a good start. And if someone in your top order can bat all the way through and all the rest of the order bat around them, that makes a huge difference to that run chase. So really pleased with the way the lads got off to a good start, and the way that DK carried the innings, and was supported very well by the likes of Young Husband and Atkinson there at the end as well, which was perfect.
Yeah, and we can't move on without talking about your own contribution in the match. 4 wickets, 12 overs, 3 maidens and 34 runs, 4 wickets.
Yeah, it's always nice to contribute. I feel like it's been a while since I've contributed with the ball. So to pick up 4 wickets and to contribute in that fashion, I was really pleased with. And like I say, it's one of those things where I think we bowled as a as a unit, so we were creating pressure for each other. So, you know, although the wickets were in my name, there was a lot of contributions with the ball throughout.
Yeah, and contributions as well from Zaman Akhtar and Kieran McKenzie too. Two lads who've gone off and done pretty well for Cams in the last couple of weeks. Lots of talk about not being too many bowlers around, but they've proved their contrary.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're two young lads, you know, sort of making their way into the APL first season, sort of full season for them in that competition. So for them to contribute as they have been at throughout the whole season and, you know, get the opportunity to play for Cams is fantastic. Like you say, there's always been a bit of a statement around bowlers not being sort of up and coming in the area, but these two lads are definitely that, and hopefully they can continue to contribute for us, and hopefully they'll still get the opportunity for Cams for the rest of the season as well.
Yeah, and in terms of the form of Cambridge and how it's shaping up for the rest of the season, last week 291 on the board against Swardston. This week you chased down 199, so you must be pretty pleased with the form of your side in terms of with a bat and finally sort of getting some, putting some decent scores on the board, whether it's chasing or setting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've always had the ability. You know, I think previously in the season we've had a lot of things potentially not go our way, but we've stuck at it and we've, you know, stuck to our principles and what we know we can do, and we've decided that we've just got to keep playing the cricket that we've set out to play, and like you say, the last couple of weeks that's come good, and like we say, we hope to continue that form for the rest of the season, and hopefully we can start to see ourselves climb up the table, because, you know, I think there's about five or six teams, we're all within 16 points of each other, so yeah. You know, a couple of wins, string a couple of wins together, you can move quite significantly within the table.
Yeah, definitely so. Cambridge Cricket Club 180 points is second bottom, but then you go all the way up to sixth with Great Witchingham on 196. So we're six teams all within 16 points of each other there, so definitely can jump up the table. And as skipper, Lewis, how have you found the last 3 weeks? Obviously it has been tough when I guess you go home on a Saturday evening or look up there on a Sunday morning and then look at the table and see yourselves down there. Have you had to stick to your principles, or have you been sort of tempted to change and try something different?
Yeah, it's always tempting, and it's always easy, I think, to look at yourself or look at your team and kind of pick holes or look at the negatives. But for me, like I say, the effort has always been there throughout the season. The lads have always put in 100%, and they're you know, they're trying their best to get a win for the team. So we've stuck to our principles. We've, you know, supported each other through the tough games and the hard games that we've maybe come out on a loss, where, you know, we've had quite a few close games this year as well, which, you know, could paint a different story on a different day. So, yeah, we've stuck to our principles. It's always easy to kind of say, well, we need to change something. But, you know, for myself, I think the effort and the lads have shown has been fantastic. So, yeah, we've decided that we need to just play our cricket, play our brand. And, you know, that's put us in good stead the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely has. And this weekend, away to Mildenhall. So a bit of one of the local derbies, you could say. So again, I guess you'll just be looking now as the close of the season redraws to a close. You'll just be hoping really to try and string a few more wins together, make it instead of, I guess, one or two and make it two or three on the bounce.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the aim. We had a really close game with them earlier in the year. We ended up, yeah, just being on the wrong side, but we lost by one wicket. And, you know, like I say, that was a really close game. And, you know, on a different day, we could have maybe, you know, hung on to a few more chances or something like that, and we could have come out of a win. So we'll be going into the weekend with some confidence after the last couple of games, and, you know, fully knowing that this is a team that we can put up a fight against, and hopefully we'll come away with another win.
Yeah, and just lastly, Lewis, have you got a specific target in mind now in terms of where you want to finish, or is it just, like you say, pick up as many wins as possible?
Yeah, I think one week at a time. Like I say, we obviously want to finish as high as possible, but I think if you look too far ahead in these situations, you can get a little bit distracted or sort of carried away and not focus on the game at hand. So, yeah, we'll be sort of have our sights on the weekend and making sure we get our preparation right for Saturday to give ourselves the best chance of winning that game and hopefully climbing the table a little bit.
Cool. And apologies, one more question. I will let you go after this, I promise. Michael Pepper, obviously playing, I think he's played a bit for Essex Twos the last few weeks. How's he getting on? Has he been sort of texting you saying he's nearing the first team? So obviously T20 Blast, he was playing a little bit last year.
Yeah, so obviously at the beginning of the season, you know, Michael had obviously that unfortunate injury where he had his appendicitis. So his recovery is sort of been happening through the first half of the season. And yeah, he's definitely been putting in some scores and performances for the for the second team 11 for Essex. I think he scored sort of 300 or 400 in the last sort of month. So, yeah, he's definitely in and around the first team in terms of training and communication with those guys. So, yeah, hopefully we can keep him for a few more weeks, but I'm sure he'll get his shot soon.
Yeah, hopefully so. And if he's any luck, he might be coming up against Joffre Archer pretty soon in the second team cricket, which would be fun. Thank you, Lewis, and wish you all the best for this weekend.
No worries. Thanks very much, Ollie.
Cheers, Lewis. Lewis Hill of Cambridge Cricket Club there talking to us, the captain, of course. And, yeah, a good week for them, a really good week. Really pleased for them. Bowling Bury St Edmunds out for 199 and then putting 203 on the board, so chasing it down pretty comfortably in the end, losing 5 wickets in 57.2 overs. So a good win for them. No word from Saffron Walden or Bowen Exing. Of course, it would be great to speak to them, as it was the 105 derby, or one of the 105 derbies this weekend. Bowen Exing were bowled up for 117, so you can probably understand why they don't want to talk to us. Saffron Walden chased it down with the only losing 1 wicket in 20 overs. Incredibly, 121 for 1. Off 20 overs. It was almost a T20 match going at 6 and over. Let's look at who did what then. Regis Chakrabarta, 82 runs, and at the top of the order, Jake Foley run out for naught. He won't like me saying that. By Sam Ruppington, of all people, only facing one ball. And Nikhil Garantla, 25 not out as well. So sorry, Jake, but comfortable victory for Saffron Ward. And then in the 105 derby, let's look at the table and see where it leaves our sides then. Of course, Cambridge 1, Saffron Walden 1. But unfortunately, Cambridge are still second bottom of the league. So that is that's down in 10th. And 180 points to their name, having played 16 games. Bowen Exing 182, one place above them. Mildenhall with 183. Bury St Edmunds 189. Saffron Walden then with 190. And Great Witching with 196. So like there, the six teams all within close proximity to each other. And Sudbury 291 sitting at the top of the table, and Swarton 289. So that is going to be a cracking title race for both of those sides. Right, up next after this track and the air breaks, we bring back the Who's the Biggest Badger quiz. I can hear you, the excitement build in the cars on the way home from work. And also we'll be chatting to James Williams, Cambridgeshire County Cricket Club captain, as they manage to fight and dig in to earn a draw against Suffolk on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Pavilion on Cambridge 105 Radio.
You're welcome back to From the Pavilion here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Ollie Slack in the chair with the final 50 minutes of the show to go. Right, the excitement has built and it finally is here, the return of Who's the Biggest Badger after a bit of a summer break. And I'm delighted to say that first up in the second half of the season, the same leaderboard though, so points to play for, I believe, Dan Heath of Sawston of Abraham. Ones is the man to beat at the top of the table, and trying to do that today is City of Ease, Tom Beaumont. Are you there, Tom?
I'm here, Ollie, yep.
How are you doing? You good?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. So I'm good. Hoping you've got some nice questions for me.
I'll try. I remember when you came on the show earlier in the year, you did say when you left, I really want to have a go at that quiz. So here you are.
Indeed, I'm regretting that now.
Let's talk a little bit about Ely before we do. Played 14, won 12, only lost one. Sitting pretty at the top of Senior Division 2.
Yeah, indeed. No, it's gone very well this season. So we were disappointed to lose the game we did to Newport, where it's a game we probably should have won, but threw it away at the end in the face of some good bowling from them. But yeah, four games to go. As you say, we're in a very good position at the top. Promotion was the aim at the start of the season, and I think hopefully, fingers crossed, over the next few weeks, we should be able to get there.
Yeah, 41 points clear of third place Histon. Of course, promotion is the top two, which means two wins, and you should... Or I'm very confident. Well, you should gain promotion.
Yeah, exactly. To say that's the aim, and yeah, we're nearly there.
Good, Good. Well, nice to hear. Right, let's get on to the tricky bit. The easy bit's out of the way. Do I need to explain the rules? I will anyway, for those who are sitting there twiddling their thumbs in the car. Well, shouldn't be twiddling their thumbs in the car, probably. That should be on the steering wheel, but thinking, what the blooming heck is who's the biggest badger quiz? Well, I will ask you, Tom, a number of questions. You'll have a one-minute round to see how many answers you can get right, all cricket-themed questions. And then, whatever you score in that one-minute round, you'll have a chance to double that score for every correct answer you get in a top 10 table. Does that make sense?
Sounds good, yep.
Good. If it doesn't make sense, if you're listening at home, don't worry. Just go along with it. Right, I will start the clock. I'll get my phone and start the clock. Because you've got no Callum here today to do the important job of timing you, so I'll have to multitask today. But are you ready, Tom?
I'm ready. Go for it.
I'm ready. I have a pen with me as well to mark down your number of answers, so I get that right. I don't want any people texting in saying he's got it wrong or anything, so I'm ready with a pen. So your time starts now. Who is the most recent bowler to get a fifer at Lord's?
Tim Murta.
Chris Wokes. The 2016 ICC World T20 was won by which country?
West Indies.
Correct. Who is England's bowling coach?
Chris Silverwood.
Correct. Who top scored in the Vitality Blast match between Sussex and Glamorgan last night?
Ooh, I didn't see it. Phil Salt?
It was Phil Salt, what a guess, yeah. Who has taken the most wickets for City of Ely this campaign?
Richard Vincent.
Correct. How many times had umpire Joel Wilson had a decision overturned in the first Ashes test between England and Australia?
Loads. Seven.
Or eight, unlucky. Which team is the only side not to earn a win so far in the Blast?
Glamorgan.
Correct. Which bowler will Nathan Lyon overtake in the all-time Australian wicket takers if he collects four wickets at Lord's?
Dennis Lilly.
Correct. Who has scored the most runs of the county championship this season, Division 1?
Dom Sibley.
Sorry, correction. Who has scored the most centuries in the county championship? My fault, Division 1.
I'll go with the same answer.
It is Gary Balance, I'm afraid. So I gave you a little bit extra time because of my fault with the question there. But six answers, Tom. Six answers. Good round. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, reasonably. We'll see what the board is.
Yeah, we will do. So your top 10 is most Ashes runs of... but I thought it'd be a bit tricky to take you back to the 19th and the 20th and the 18th century, however long cricket's been going on. I thought I'd do most Ashes runs of players to have played in the 21st century. So any player, could play one game on the first day of January 2000, and that counts as playing in the 21st century. So you may have started in, say, 1980, but as long as you've played one game in the 21st century, that counts. So you've got 10 players to have scored the most Ashes runs, and they have to have played at least one game in the 21st century. So remember what you've learnt from listening into the show every week, as I'm sure you do, and that obviously declaring at some point is a good option, because I don't want another duck. But so whenever you're ready, give me your first answer.
What's my target?
I believe, if I remember correctly, I think it's 30 set by Dan Heath for Sawson Bay Ram.
Okay.
So that would be five correct answers to draw. But of course, don't then go bust, because I don't want that to happen. So anyway, when your first
I'll
answer.
Give it a go.
All right.
Okay. Well, the first answer, I'll go for Ricky Ponting.
Correct. He's third on the list. 97 to 2010, 2,476 Ashes runs.
Okay, second. I'll go for... I mean, it seems a bit obvious, but I'll go Alistair Cook.
He's on there too. So Alistair Cook, 2006 to 2018, 2,493 runs. So two correct so far.
Okay. Let's go Matthew Hayden.
Matthew Hayden, are you going for?
I am.
Matthew Hayden. Oh, Tom.
Is he not there?
No, he isn't. He isn't there, unfortunately. Ah. I'll read out the list for you. Unfortunately, he's not there. Oh, what disappointment. Two right. Unlucky, though. Steve Waugh is top from 86 to 2003 with 3,173. Steve Smith is fourth with 2,312 from 2010 to present to 2019. Michael Clark in fifth with 2,241 from 05 to 15. Mark Waugh from 91 to 2001, but snuck in there, 2,204. Kevin Peterson, 2,158. Ian Bell with 1,983, Michael Atherton with 1,900, and Alex Stewart with 1,810. So
sounds easy when you got all that list, don't you?
It does, Tom, unfortunately. So a good score in the 1 minute round, but unfortunately couldn't convert in the top 10 table.
Ah, well, all the best of luck to everyone else. somebody can catch the first anyway.
Well, there's always next year, Tom. Always next year.
Indeed there is, Ollie.
Thanks very much for coming on, and wish you and Ely City of Ely all the best the rest of the season.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Tom Beaumont there of Ely City. Disappointing for him. Disappointing for us as well, unfortunately, getting a duck on the return of the quiz. Oh, what a shame that is. What a shame that is. That's gutting. No, don't laugh. Too right for Tom Bowman. 6-6, 12 points, but of course wiped out because he went bust, said Matthew Hayden. So moving on then, from Who's the Biggest Badger quiz, we'll talk Cambridgeshire after this short break.
From the Pavilion on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So joining me now for the last part of the show to review Cambridgeshire's match over the last few days is skipper James Williams. Are you there, James?
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you, mate. I guess you're pretty happy then, obviously. A draw with Suffolk in the end, and I imagine after them setting you 380 to win at some point to go in the third and final day, you're happy to get over the line with a draw?
Yeah, mixed emotions, really. It was a very flat deck, and you know they batted very well to get a good score on day one, and we were very close to getting there. It was just a bit of poor batting towards the end. You know, I think we were 300 for five at one point, and then 304 all out. It's a bit disappointing, but you know, I think an unrealistic score to try and chase on a very flat deck there, and not much time to do it. I don't want to say negative cricket, but I think if they'd have dangled a carrot, if you will, then we might have had a go at it. But come away with a draw against a good opposition, you know, and a good set of points as well. So yeah, we're pretty happy.
Yeah, I imagine you must be. Like you said, I guess it was that first innings that probably let you down if you look over the whole course of the match. How important was the toss, though? It seemed a pretty flat deck from the outset, looking at the scorecard, and then obviously them Suffolk winning the toss and choosing to bat first.
Yeah, to be honest, we were a little bit unsure what to do. I know it sounds stupid looking at the scorecard, but it got wet during the week, and talking to the groundsman, who I know pretty well, he told both sides that it may be worth having a bowl first to try and get the most out of it. But I was pretty happy to lose the toss and let them make a decision. But you know, we didn't bowl well in the first hour, to be perfectly honest, and kind of got them off to a flyer, and when we find out it's that flat after the first hour, it's quite difficult to pull back. But we stuck at our guns pretty well. I think we bowled fairly well to restrict them to what they got, to under 400. Zoom Akhtar bowled fantastically well at the death there to get a couple of wickets and restrict them.
Yeah, and before we move on to who's up next, 53 and 52 in the match for yourselves. You're not reconsidering that decision of retirement from the Cams game?
If my missus is listening, no, I'm not considering it. You know, it's nice to contribute, and like I said before, I've wanted to contribute and needed to contribute, and it's nice to get the boys some runs and do well for us.
Yeah, and currently sit fourth in the table, so well in the top five. And up next, a trip to Northumberland in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, trip up there, which is always nice. It's a fantastic ground, Jesmond. It's one of my favourite grounds to go play at, and it's a great place to go visit. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. They've obviously not the greatest of starts, so they're towards the bottom, but we look to take a full-strength side up there and come away with a win and try and secure and get ever more closer to that top five spot.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much for joining me, James, and wish you all the best in a couple of weeks.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Cheers.
James Williams there, Cambridgeshire County Cricket Club captain, talking after their draw with Suffolk, just to run you through the match situation. Then before we head off from today's show. Yeah, so Suffolk, say, won the toss, put 396 for 6 on the board from their 90 overs. Cambridgeshire 304 all out. Suffolk declared on 287 for 5, and then Cambridgeshire managed to wrestle the draw with 233 for 7. Up next, as I said earlier, in a couple of weeks, is a trip up to Northumberland for them. Right, that is it from today's show. We've got about a minute left. Didn't manage to defend the chat about England. No, Callum. We'll dissect all of England's issues next week. There's too much to discuss. Moe, Nally, Johnny Bairstow, the lot of them. Fingers crossed they can turn up for the Lord's Test. Will there be changes? Will Jofra Archer come in? Will Jack Leach come in? We'll see. Probably should do. Right, so that's it from today's show. Up next, after me here on Cambridge 105 Radio, is Tim Willett with the new music generator, and I'll be back on Saturday with the Cambridgeshire Football Show. Make sure you tune into that if you like your footy. Thanks very much for tuning in, and make sure you download the podcast on our Twitter pages at FTP Cricket 105, the same on Facebook as well. You know the drill. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you the same place again next week. See you then.
Cambridge 105 Radio.